Gallows View by Peter Robinson. Read by Neil Pearson.
The woman stepped into the circle of light and began to undress. Above her black, calf-length skirt, she wore a silver blouse with dozens of little pearl buttons up the front. She started undoing them from the bottom, very slowly, gazing into space as if recalling a distant memory. She slid the blouse off and stretched her arms behind her back to unclasp her bra. She slipped off the thin straps. Her breasts were large and heavy, with dark, upturned nipples. She unzipped her skirt, let it slide to the floor, picked it up and laid it neatly over the back of a chair. Next, she sat on the edge of the bed and rolled her tights down, careful not to make runs. Standing again, she hooked her thumbs into the elastic of her black panties and bent forward as she eased them down. Then she flicked them into the corner by the wardrobe with her left foot. At last, completely naked, she tossed back her wavy blonde hair. It was then that she looked toward the chink in the curtains. His whole body tingled as he watched the shock register in her eyes. She gasped and tried to cover her breasts with her hands, and he thought how funny and vulnerable she looked with the triangle of hair between her legs exposed. As she grabbed for her dressing gown and dashed towards the window, he ran off, scraping his shin as he jumped the low wall. By the time she picked up the telephone, he disappeared into the night. "Now where on earth did I put that sugar bowl?" Alice Matlock muttered as she searched the cluttered room. It was a present for her 87th birthday from Ethel Carstairs, and now it had disappeared.